gentlemen, we will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletins. Stay tuned to this station. Sandpoint Coffee, the blend of friendship in a cup, presents, direct from Uncle Sam's great army camp at Fort Ord, California, Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guests, the star of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's Babes on Broadway, Judy Garland, and Charlie McCarthy.
Before we start this pickup here, I have a very important message for the 30,000 men here at Fort Ord.
Yes, you have.
Yeah.
Well, what is this important message?
Well, just to show you what kind of a guy I am, fellas, I've got a little address book here, see? And it's just dripping with phone numbers, eh? They're all beautiful and lonesome, see? I'm so tired of it all. Does anybody want it?
Darling, these men are giving all their time and their thoughts to Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're so busy with their work, why, they forget about girls.
Yeah.
Yes.
You mean to say they have forgotten about girls?
Yes, Charlie.
Looks like some of them have awful good memories.
Well, that's the wrong attitude, Charlie.
Well, how do you know?
Why, Charlie, when I was in the army...
Oh, don't give us that stuff, Fagin.
I'll never forget what my general said to me.
Let these generals grand out of this. What did you ever do in the army?
Well, I was considered a very good marksman in my day.
Yeah?
Marksman, yes.
You?
Yes.
You couldn't bring a rabbit down from a meat hook.
Now, wait. Well, I wish you could have seen me out on the target range this afternoon.
Yeah?
Yes.
I saw you.
Oh, you did?
That spoils it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I must say you weren't at home on the range, buddy.
Is that so? All right, if you know so much about it, what kind of a score did you make out on the rifle range today?
Well, I...
You want to know? Yes, I would.
Oh. Well, I didn't... I must admit, I didn't do as good as I expected to. But then again, maybe I didn't expect to.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I don't think my bullets were tying.
Oh, now, wait. Never mind the description. Just give me your score. The score, that's all.
The score, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, my score was, it was one.
One, yeah. One what?
One Mortimer.
One Mortimer?
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, don't tell me.
I'm afraid I did.
That you shot Mortimer, sir?
I
want the truth, Charlie.
Well, I didn't exactly shoot him,
no.
You see, I was showing the men how efficient their weapon was to the slingshot.
Oh, I see.
Very good, the slingshot.
Yes.
And Mortimer sort of volunteered.
He volunteered?
Well, let's say he got in the way.
He got in the way. I see.
So help me, Bergen, I didn't know my slingshot was loaded.
No.
I didn't see the pebble in it.
Yes. Well, now, where did you hit Mortimer with this slingshot?
Well, in the stomach.
In the stomach?
Yeah.
Sort of pop luck, isn't it? Well, now, that's pretty serious, young man. So you hit him in the stomach, well, and you did it deliberately?
No, sir, it was an accident.
Oh, that's better.
I was aiming at his head.
Well, now, where is it? Well, was Mortimer hurt?
I don't know.
Well, did he cry?
No, he didn't cry.
Oh, he didn't cry?
No, he just sort of... It's sort of sad
to the ground.
Oh, I see.
I hope it was just a seasonal slump.
Yes, I do, too. Well, was he unconscious, Charlie?
Unconscious?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know?
We see with Mortimer, it's impossible to tell.
Oh, I see. Well, where is he now?
Oh, he's outside hanging around.
We'll bring him in. I want to see if he's all right.
Okay, I'll get him for you. You can talk to him.
Oh, my dear.
Told me that there was a little accident out on the target range.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel, Mortimer?
Huh?
I say, how do you feel?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I got an awful headache in my stomach, so you have.
Well, you must be a little more careful on that target range.
Well, I didn't think they could hit me.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm out of season.
That's enough of that, Mortimer. Now, tell me what happened.
Well, you see, it was this way, Mr. Bergen. Yes. I bent over to tie my shoelace.
Yes.
And that was why he let me have it.
Oh, I see. I thought he hit you in the stomach.
Well, he sort of hit me in the stomach when my back was turned.
Oh, I see.
Very humiliating.
Well, I hope you're not seriously injured. I say, I hope you're not seriously injured.
Oh, no, I'm all right.
Well, that's good.
In a couple of days, I'll be sitting pretty again.
The month of months is with us again. Here's a tip for starting each day right in tune with the season.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I. Good morning, Mr. Dean, my dear.
The Jason Sanborn coffee's here. It's been served in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you. Well, now, let's see. 365 days times 4 cups of coffee times 50 years.
What are you doing?
I'm figuring out how many times I'm going to have a cup of this good coffee.
Mmm. Super rich.
I know it is. That's why I'm adding them up.
Delicious?
It's the next step better than delicious.
Right, and the price is 50, too.
Well, you know, I run into Jason Sanborn Coffee downtown a lot. At the good hotels and restaurants and clubs.
Yep, more and more of them are serving it all the time.
Folks, get Jason Sanborn, the super rich blend.
Drip or regular grind, it's a
cup of coffee that seems to say a very good morning to you.
From the 1st of January to the last of December, holidays and all, you get the true spirit of Christmas the whole year round in Jason Sanborn dated coffee. It's super rich, as full of flavor as a pudding full of plums. Freshly roasted, fragrant, it's more than coffee, it's friendship in a cup. And you get it at a saving. Better coffee for less is the Jason Sanborn rule through our dating and distribution system. The dated coffee is fresh from the roasting ovens to the stores, freshly roasted. It's dated the day your grocer receives it. So an inexpensive package is used, and you save money. Get this holiday coffee the year around. Enjoy true friendship in a cup. Buy Jason Sanborn dated coffee.
Ray, no.
What's up, Bud?
Well, I'll let you in on a little risk. I've got Costello and Zudek are going to keep him here at Fort Hall. And that I've been ordered by the Army to give him an examination.
Oh, that's fine. Hey, Lobo!
Where?
Hey, Edward!
That's him now, Ray.
Hey, Judy, Sawyer!
All right, never mind.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be a soldier. Hey, Abbott, you know, I came from a family of fighters. My grandfather was in a Boston Tea Party.
Good Boston Tea Party?
Yeah, he brought the lemon.
No. You mean he didn't fight?
Fight!
Yeah.
He challenged the enemy to a duel. Then he called a second. He yelled, Joe, Beck, Mike, Tom, Dick, hurry.
Yeah. All right. Wait a minute, Costello. How many seconds did your grandfather have?
60. He was a minute man.
No. Come on, the
age. But in the Battle of Bunker Hill, they accused him of running away before the battle began.
Did he run away?
No. He just wanted to get a good start when the general said, charge!
Charge! Cut out the monkey. You're in the arm.
Hey, Abbott.
What?
Can you tell me that the colonel was the big boss around here in camp?
Certainly.
Then how come that other guy has his name on all the doors?
What other guy?
Some guy named Private Keepout.
Oh, talk, Ben. Let's get on with your examination.
Luke Costello, you don't. You know that.
Well, I know that. I've got to fill out this blank. Now, let's see. Name, Luke Costello.
Yeah. Home? One night a week.
No. Look, where did you come from?
Patterson.
Patterson? Okay.
No, Patterson NJ.
No. All right. Patterson NJ. Married?
Yes, sir.
Child?
No, to a full-grown woman.
No, you don't know. I mean, have you any children?
Yeah, we got four children. Eenie, Meenie, Miney, and Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Why Wilbur? We didn't want any more.
Oh. All right, let's get this blank filled out. Will you please?
Yeah, let's get
now, will you listen to me, please?
All right,
let's see the next question here. Oh, yes. Born?
Sure I was born. What did you do? Win me in a pack of the cracker jack?
No. What day were you born?
I know it wasn't New Year's Eve.
Now, how do you know that?
Oh, catch me staying home on New Year's Eve.
No. What time, how old are you?
Well, I'd have been 24 in October, but for one thing.
Then what's that?
I was born in December.
All right. Now, let's get straight. Now, if it was in December, then you were born under Capricorn, the goat.
Born under a goat?
Well.
What if you lived in a stockyard?
No.
I've done the personal habit. My family's listening in.
Listen, I didn't mean it that way. I mean the sign of the goat. Now, according to the notice, you were born under a sun.
Well, according to my old man, I was born in a hospital.
Have you had any fighting experience?
Yes, sir. I was in a tongue war.
Tongue war?
I had a fight with two white men.
No, come on. Have you had any military experience?
Oh, I've had a lot of military experience.
Yes, when you...
I used to go around with a campfire girl.
Now, look. Let's get into
I don't get that one myself.
I don't get it. No, it don't make sense to me at all. Let's look into your physical
condition. How is your physical condition?
That's me.
Now, turn... Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, all right. All right, now turn around.
I had the wrong line.
All right, come on. Let's look it over now. Let's see. Be a little careful about this thing, all right?
Yeah.
Turn around. Say, you're a little corporal.
You mean I'm promoted already?
No.
How long will it take me to make a sergeant?
No.
Someday I may be a chaplain.
Will you keep quiet?
I may wind up in the second. All right.
Let's get on with the examination. Now, how are your eyes? Now,
fine.
All right, open your eyes wide.
Why didn't that?
Yes. No. Don't squint. Now, look at my eyes. My eyes are as big as saucers.
And right under them, you'll have pups for that.
Ah, yes. Well, I look as well as you do. In fact, weller.
Weller?
Yes.
What kind of English is that? Weller. Now, Abbott, you can talk gooder than that.
All right. Now, forget that stuff. Now, see how good your eyes are. Now, there's a shot over there on the wall. See it over there? Now, see.
Where's the shot?
Over there on the wall.
Is that a shot?
Yeah.
Looks like puppets.
No, never mind. Now, please read the first couple of lines.
Okay.
All right.
E-L-X-Y-S-K-I.
Neckline.
K-U-P-A-G-S-K-I.
Why, Costello, that's wonderful. Marvelous.
That was easy. I know the people.
Oh, what people?
That's the backfield for Notre Dame.
Oh, well. Well, your eyes are all right. Now, how about your teeth?
My teeth are perfect.
They are, eh? Well, open your mouth. Wait a minute. What do you mean your teeth are perfect? I just saw some of them split.
I was afraid of that. You caught me with my bridges down
there. You'll have to go to see the Army dentist.
I can't do that. I just came from the Army dentist. He pulled out a tooth.
Did you wonder anything when he extracted the tooth?
I wasn't when we started, but when we finished, I was under the sink.
All right, Doctor. You must have been under some opiate. Were you under ether?
I wasn't under ether or either.
But suppose I want to make a report about this to the commanding officer. What will I tell him you were under?
Tell him I'm under pain.
No. What does the dentist do? Let's get this straight. Will you please, Costello, what did the dentist give you to make you unconscious?
I don't need anything to make me unconscious.
Well, that I know. Will you look? Will you be sensible? The dentist asked you if you wanted gas.
Yes.
And what did he say?
I told him to check my oil, too.
Well, look. What I'm trying to find out is this. Did he give you gas to put you to sleep?
How do you think he put me to sleep? What, a bedtime story?
No, you dumb slut. What did he give you for an anesthetic?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I didn't have an anesthetic. I had a toothache.
Costello, please. What did the dentist give you? So you wouldn't feel the pain. That's what I want.
Nothing. I'm narcotic, Cadetus.
You mean allergic.
I mean narcotic.
Narcotic is a dope.
That's what I was. For going for the guy.
All right.
But I got even with him.
You did?
I let him pull the wrong tooth.
The wrong tooth? Why didn't you tell the man with you?
Why should I tell him? I'm no store pigeon.
Gotcha, look. The good thing I was only speaking about this examination. It's about you for the army and all that. But you'll never make a soldier as long as you live.
I won't, eh?
No.
Well, Abbott, I'll have you know that I'm the bravest man of death. This morning I saved the life of every soldier here that's sworn on. Every life I saved at Fort Ord. Just this morning I saved in mine.
You saved the life of every soldier here at Fort Ord?
Sure. How? I shot the cook.
Another war bulletin. The governor of the Dutch East Indies has declared war on Japan and ordered complete mobilization. This news was relayed to New York by NBC's correspondent Sidney Albright in Batavia. A bulletin from Shanghai. The Japanese Army and Navy surrounded the international settlement at 4:40 a.m. today and served notice on the commander of the U.S. gunboat Wake that war had been declared. And from San Jose, Costa Rica. Costa Rica declared war on Japan tonight. The other Latin American nations are expected to follow, so keep tuned to this station for further development. We return you now to Hollywood.
Defense savings bonds and bands.
Looking up superlatives to describe you, my darling, darling. I'm looking up here in Roget Sidori book.
What?
No, darling. Roget Ignoramus.
Roget Sidori.
Oh, yeah, Roget Dictionary. Hey, let me hear you, darling. A garland is a loop, see?
Yeah,
a garland is a loop, and a loop is a hoop, and a hoop is a circle, and I'm getting dizzy over you, Judy.
Oh, Charlie,
dear. All right, Charlie. Judy has a song to do.
Yes, Charlie, it's Sing What the Sings in My Heart.
Well, go ahead, Judy, and sing it. Oh.
When he smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Think with the strings of my heart. It was like a rapture. About an edge that apart, nature seemed to be in perfect harmony. Think when the strings of my heart, your eyes make sky seem blue again. What else could I do again but keep repeating through and through? Thank you.
let's not forget, business comes first.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right. Business comes
first. Now, we promised to get this order out by this evening, you know.
Yes, we did that. We did that.
We've got to get some new customers, too.
Yes, we got to get customers. That's right. Business is business.
Yes.
Yes, the business is business, yes. What do you mean, you business is business here?
Huh?
What are you kids talking about? Haven't you heard there yet?
No.
Judy and I have started a Christmas shopping service.
Oh.
That's right, Mr. Burton.
Yeah.
We're Santa Claus Helpers, Inc.
Thank you, that's right. Give them my motto, Judy, huh?
All right. If the Christmas rush makes you nervous and moody, take all of your troubles to Charlie and Judy.
Yeah.
Mr. Burton, how about you throwing a little business our way? Huh?
Yeah, what about it, huh?
Well,
around this time of the year, Judy and I could use a little, you know, extra money. You know, ammonia?
Ammonia?
Yeah, ammonia.
Yeah.
Very scary stuff. Ammonia, that's what it is.
Ammonia.
Yeah, you know, it's better known as laughing lettuce.
Laughing lettuce.
Happy cabbage.
Yeah. Well, but what can you both do for me, though?
Well, we can do anything. We can do your shopping or mail your packages. Save you the trouble of standing in line at the post office.
Oh, well, now, you've got something there. Do you have a wrapping service?
Yeah, yes, we have that, too. Yeah, yes. We handle any package. Unless it takes.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting, but what about trimming my tree?
Oh, we'll trim your tree. We'll trim your house.
Even trim the occupant.
No.
Yeah. I thought so.
Yes. And we have an alteration department, too.
Alteration department? Now, what's the word of that, sir?
Well, you buy the gift, we order the price tag.
Oh, I see.
That ought to be to you, Bergen.
All right.
You better make it snappy, too. We expect an awful lot of rights to, you know, business now to be on Christmas.
You're anticipating big business.
Yeah, we expect to be open 8 to 10 days a week at the rate we're going to.
Yeah, you better hurry up, Mr. Bergen.
Sure.
There's going to be an awful lot of confusion around our place.
Oh, yeah, it's a mess. If you get the packages mixed up,
oh, goodness, yes. We'll have enough gifts left over to take care of all of our friends.
You do. Well, your wrapping service interests me. What do you charge to wrap a package?
10 cents.
All right. How much does the paper cost?
10 cents.
Well, you can't make any money that way.
Well, confidentially, Barry, we show a small profit on the string.
Oh.
We can do your shopping for you, too, Mr. Burton. We know where the sales are.
I see.
Well, we can cut the expenses 50%.
Is that so?
That's almost half.
It is.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I am.
Yeah, yeah. But do you think you can make my money go any farther?
Oh, yes, and faster, too.
Well, I believe that, yes.
You specialize now.
Yes. Well, I think you're very ambitious young people, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pass this word around and see if I can send you some business.
Yeah, and don't forget, we also have a baby minding service for shoppers.
Baby minding?
Yes. We call it the McCarthy and Garland Baby Bureau.
Huh?
We have a slogan for that, too.
Yeah. Let us hold your baby while you change presents.
Or vice versa. Oh,
We sing them lullabies, play patty cake. We even count their cookies since you care for that sort of thing.
Well, I personally
wouldn't tell them. Yes, see, not only that, but we bottle them and we bathe them, too.
You bathe them?
Yeah. Every morning we bathe them from top to from stem to from beginning to we just dunk them. We dunk them.
We have special rates for movie-minded mothers.
Yeah, we have that, too. Yeah. Good.
In case any mothers want to go see a picture, we take care of the children.
Yeah, and we have a special prize, too, for those who go to see Look Who's Laughing.
Well, that's all very interesting.
Yeah, but we need more business.
Oh.
Hey, Charlie, what about Ray Noble? Is he a friend of yours?
Not specially, no. Let's go to work on him.
Oh, Mr. Noble.
Noble. Mr. Noble.
Yeah.
We've been friends for a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charlie. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit short myself today.
Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a
minute. Mr. Noble, are you aware of our boon to the Yuletide shoppers? Wrapping and unwrapping packages and babies?
Yes. No, not babies. Yeah. Have you got a baby that you want us to watch?
Well, child, there's a baby waiting for me down at first. I prefer to watch them myself.
Oh. You won't be there when you get there.
Well, Charlie, maybe Mr. Noble would be interested in our shopping service.
Now, that is something, really, and let us talk that up a little bit.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, it's my turn anyhow.
Yes.
we could buy your business present for you, Mr. Noble. How's that?
Oh, thanks awfully. Of course, I haven't yet decided what I'm going to give myself.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Well, who about a smoking jacket?
Really,
Judy,
I don't know. I never smoked one.
Oh, yeah. Just wasting our time. That's all we're doing. Yeah,
maybe we better just concentrate on the boys.
Well, what boys?
Well, you see, we have a special service for our servicemen.
Oh, yes. We watch out for this one. How does it work?
Well, do you like it as sweethearts for them?
We even take their sweethearts out for them.
Oh, yes.
Well, visit their families for them?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think the boys would prefer to do that all that sort of thing themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very practical.
Oh, but Liz is really nice and very pretty, too. Let's show them how we do it, Judy, huh?
All right. Now, Charlie's the soldier coming home in his furlough, and
yeah.
I'm the mother.
You're the mother, yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I'm coming home, yeah. Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah. Hello, Major.
Oh, so it's you. How did you get here so fast?
Boy, you certainly have age. just criminal right through it. Well, I tell you, Major, I came in a tank, Major.
A tank?
Yes, you know, one of those Fort Ord sedans, you know.
Why, you certainly look dirty. You're all full of soot.
Yes, well, you see, my job is to swab out the cannon. And speaking of cannon, that reminds me, where's Father?
He's outside knitting. Did you get that last pair of socks he knit for you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I'm using them for laundry bags.
Now, my boy, there's something I want to ask you. In all your letters, you told me how much you like working for Uncle Sam, but how do you like his wife?
Well, his wife? Who's that?
Anti-aircraft.
Oh, she's awful nice, too. How do you think I look, Major?
Oh, just a little. Yes, you look all right.
Thank you.
I'm a little disappointed in you, though.
Disappointed? Why?
You've been in the service for 3 weeks and you're still a private.
Well, what did you expect?
I thought when you came home you'd have some kind of fancy decoration on your arm.
Oh, I did have. But she left me at Del Monte. Or...
Coffee pot is kept mighty busy at this season of the year. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, supper, and when friends drop in between meals. If it's good coffee, people can't get enough. Yes, there's always a hearty welcome for Chase and Sanborn, a truly great coffee. It's coffee in the Christmas tradition with an abundance of super-rich, friendly flavor. Yes, Chase and Sanborn David Coffee is just what you've always wanted. Superb coffee, freshly roasted, at a reasonable, money-saving price. That's why this blend is so overwhelmingly popular. It's better coffee for less. Our famous dating and distribution system makes that possible. The freshly roasted coffee, fragrant and delicious, is less than the rest.
Join us again next Sunday, won't you, when Charlie's guest will be Lana Turner. And in the meantime, don't forget, every time you say, Chase and Sanborn, please, to your grocer, you're saying thank you to us. This is Buddy Quist saying goodnight to the makers of Chase and Sanborn.